Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Harrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball four. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bauman. Pagliarani moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pagliarani moves to third. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pagliarani scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso bunts towards third. Harrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Martin reaches second base with a double. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Pagliarani moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Ike DeLuck. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Green reaches second base with a double. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Rip Rapulski. Jerry Staley now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-4 in the game. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg bunts towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's juggles the ball. That's an error on Forknealy's. Ted Wills now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Geiger throws the ball into Pagliarani who tags Robinson who's trying to score from second, for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Turk Lown now pitching. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Jim Pagliarani. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrell strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. There goes Rivera. The throw from Nixon and Rivera is out. There goes Minoso. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is called out on strikes. One out. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-5 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on green. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.